You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. In this episode, Bethany Cosentino and Bob Bruno of the band Best Coast take apart their song Feeling Okay from the 2015 album California Nights. They trace their process and their influences from the movie 10 Things I Hate About You to the video game Rock Band. Plus, we'll hear from producer Wally Gagle. Special thanks to Paquetto and The Line Hotel, who hosted the live Song Exploder event in Los Angeles, where I recorded my interview with Bethany. Now, here's Best Coast on Song Exploder.
My name is Bethany Cosentino. When I wrote this song, I wanted there to be a positive sort of vibe behind the song lyrically and melodically. So when I sat down to start working on it, I think that was like the thing in mind was like, okay, stay positive, as positive as you can be, because I'm not always the most positive person. I have a couple different guitars that I use at home when I'm writing. I don't play very intricate guitar parts, so I like a guitar that is lightweight and easy for me to hold, and you know, I don't need anything super fancy because I'm just playing power chords. With this song, and you know, with pretty much every Best Coast song, I'll record it until it feel strong enough that I can send it to Bob and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of what I want the rest of the song to be. Can you fill in those parts?
My name is Bob Bruno. I play guitar in Best Coast. The whole guitar intro, that was me trying to do an arpeggiated, like 80s kind of synth part, but to play it on guitar. That kind of thing happens a lot on the California Nights record. I got really into like Andy Summers from The Police. If you basically listen to like Every Breath You Take, it's like that's the whole guitar part. And that came out of from playing, I play Rock Band a lot. There's something about the game when, because the actual tracks are kind of parted out for the gameplay, the mixes in the game sound a little different than what the actual recordings are. His guitar parts on the Police songs that I was playing on in that game, they stood out more in the mix while I was playing. And so I just, in the back of my mind, it's like, oh, that's a cool thing. And again, like, while not trying to make this like an 80s synth pop song, I still wanted to have like something that kind of conveyed that feeling. It's just kind of like, you know, our messed up version of that, which is pretty much everything in Best Coast is our messed up version of something.
For me, when I listen back to my own lyrics, when a song is done, I'll kind of look at it and then think, okay, now I know what this is about. Leaving some of my more kind of childish immaturities behind. Not that I have 100% left any of those in the past. I'm still for sure working on that. But I think that to me, that was sort of like a giving myself some motivation and saying like, take your own advice. Because I give advice to a lot of my friends all the time where I'll say, well, don't do this and don't do that. Then you won't have this problem. But then I don't take my own advice. So I think it's like me telling myself like, give up on whatever you're doing wrong, you know, and take your own advice.
I took my own advice for once. I gave it up. I gave it up. I know someday you'll find it where I least expected.
I really wanted to have a song that had like a very evident kind of like booming chorus. I wanted everything to sort of have a vibe of sort of like 90s movie soundtracks, because when I was growing up, all the movies that I loved, like Clueless and 10 Things I Hate About You and She's All That and that kind of genre of film, they had these very like definitive, like great soundtracks with these really, really great like songs from that era. I feel like a lot of 90s songs had that, and here's the chorus, and now it's gone, and then it comes back, you know. To me, that was a big influence. The one that stuck out the most to me was Cruel to Be Kind by Letters to Cleo. This one is funny because I remember telling Bob that this was an influence, and he wasn't very happy about that. He was like, Letters to Cleo. And I was like, you weren't a 15-year-old girl when 10 Things I Hate About You came out. This meant something to me, you know, and at 28, it still does, so.
I'm Wally Gagel. I was a producer on California Nights. When the chorus happens, it kind of opens up without it being complicated. And I think Bethany also keeps her vocals very purposely simple so that the harmonies that come in, she really does know, like really in her head.
She has so many great ideas. Like it's really second nature to her. Like it's actually pretty incredible to watch in the studio. You know, most of the time it's like first or second take. So it's awesome when she's done to hear them all layered. Today I know I feel okay.
There's just a real, like, easiness to it. In other words, like, the lyrics all seem to make sense, and there's, like, a great melody that you remember right after hearing it once, and the chords don't even really have to change too much, but you feel movement throughout the song, and Bethany's so melodic, and she's really great at this kind of real basic songwriting that most people can't do. You know, she's really got a gift on it. To actually have the ability... just to kind of write that way it's a lot harder than it seems.
When I write lyrics, it's very much like what I remember doing when I journaled as a young girl. And I just sort of follow those feelings. And I think that this song to me was a statement of reaching a point in my life where I felt very content. I felt content about myself. I felt content about my friendships and relationships, you know, with people around me. And I didn't feel amazing about them, but I was trying to become a lot more positive at the way that I looked at things. For me, it was a realistic way of looking at this idea of like, yeah, when I get down, I get really down. But I was trying to tell myself, like, I want to get away from that and sort of stay more at this, like, medium level of contentness.
And now here's Feeling Okay by Best Coast in its entirety. Visit songexploder.net for more information on Best Coast, including links to buy this song and the footnotes for this episode. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash-back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Next time on Song Exploder, American football. You can find Song Exploder on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and you can get all the past and future episodes on iTunes or on songexploder.net. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.